The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
TGIF, there we go. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own F-bomb in there. Hey, I got a Joyce Riley coffee mug I haven't had a chance to talk to you about right now. I'm holding it up in front of my head. Yep, you can see that if you're watching me on camera, it looks like, oh, Joyce Riley, you have hair and headphones on. Yeah, it's one of those photobomb spoofs that I put out there. It says knowledge is power right there, and it's got the Constitution and the flag on there. Got the Power Hour logo on the other side. And all you have to do is donate $100 or more to the Power Hour. We'll send you one of these absolutely free for your donation. We appreciate that. Now, you know, here's something else that we like to talk about. We're all about solutions on this show. And one of the things that we do, and see, of course, Joe Wilder, who's on standby with me right now, I guess he kind of woke up and decided to make a massive change in his life. And I thought, you know what? For our Feel Good Friday, and you get tens of thousands of listeners out there that probably would be inspired by this, that I would have Joe come on the show and we would talk about paying cash for a house and doing all these things that he does or did and make a huge drastic 180 in his life. And I've told people, look, you all have, even with the Supreme Court ruling that just came out, you all have the same opportunity. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, it's the content of your character. See, everybody likes to refer to Martin Luther King, right? Yeah, Martin Luther King, this is what he said. What you're talking about, Willis? Yeah, Martin Luther King, everybody's got the same opportunity in America. You don't take advantage of the opportunity, well, you get what you get. And see, Joe Wilder has taken advantage of the opportunity of being awake, not woke. I think he might have been woke at one time. Joe Wilder, welcome to the Power Hour. How are you, sir?
Great, sir. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Just out of curiosity, first off, so that people can kind of understand where you were, what did you do for a living that all of a sudden you woke up and decided to make a drastic change the way you did?
Well, I went to college for finance, and I was a financial planner for 11 years. And I was kind of, fortunately, by the grace of God, I was forced out of that by circumstances out of my control. And but being in that financial industry and seeing the different, for lack of a better word, Ponzi schemes that are amongst like mutual funds and management companies, I was thankful that I was forced out of my position, and then I started work as a general contractor.
Interesting.
So that's what I was doing prior to our relocation.
Okay, a general contractor. And is it possible to ask you what state you were in?
Oh, we were in New York.
Okay. And so you, general contract. Boy, I tell you what, the taxes, the regulations, the behavior of the people.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Joe, I get where you're coming from now that you mentioned that. And so the thing is, everything you did, what prompted you to pick Texas?
Well, we were really big homeschoolers. We were advocates of homeschooling. And we also understood the importance of the Second Amendment. We wanted Southern culture and Southern hospitality. And because of all those factors, we were looking kind of in this region. And one of the areas we were looking at was Oklahoma. And at the time that we were doing our research was when we had planned a trip to southern Oklahoma, and at that time was when Norman got leveled by like a category five or whatever the I forget what the tornado ratings are, but yeah, Norman got leveled, so we're like, oh well, maybe we'll reconsider, and that's when we really started focusing on Texas and thinking about Texas.
Okay, so normally what people do if they're going to homestead and they want good soil is they relocate to East Texas because there's a lot more sandy loam, especially in the northeast quadrant of the state. I, too, have done my homework, and this is okay. One of the reasons why, you know, we all make these decisions in life, and then as the economy starts to do what it's doing right now, how long ago did you make the transition here?
So we moved 9 years ago. It'll be 10 years in February.
Okay. So you've had a chance to get yourself established. Have you been to Canton yeah. Trade Days?
We have.
Several years ago, I knew you did. I knew you did. You know, nobody can live up there and not go to Canton Trade Days. I actually used to have a booth there, used to rent a booth, and we used to sell livestock and husbandry and rabbits and German shepherds and all sorts of
things. Cool.
Yeah. We were totally into this. So I love what you're doing, and that's one of the reasons why after I know you were on Brighteon, and I've read the articles because I know that Epic Times has done a piece on you in the Epic Bright column.
Yes, sir.
Entitled "Big City Investor Flees to Texas Plot to Restart Biblical Life, Grow Own Food, and Homeschool," and I'm like, man, a guy after my own heart. this is, I mean, you look like a happy sort. You got pictures here, and your family is good looking, folks. If you have a chance, you know, we included that article in our posts last week on the email blast, and you know, this is the thing: to make that kind of a decision and leave something behind. That a lot of people right now are starting to think the same thing. It's like, I live in New York. I mean, all these people from New York, New Jersey, New England, Pennsylvania, yep. Michigan, California, Oregon, Washington are all moving to the Southeast United States right now. We're seeing mass exodus out of California into the million plus. It's pretty scary. Yep. And now they all want reparations. And I'm like, man, you folks are really they opened the Pandora's box. I take it that given everything that's happened, you're pretty happy with the decision you made.
It's rather incredible. I think it does kind of reveal to us divine providence as we were being pushed. And just to encourage folks and to give you hope, you know, we had a very big house. Our house was probably just under 4,000 square feet, but due to some of the local political shenanigans that was going on, and there was some stuff with the real estate market almost just in our area where our home would not sell. So, you know, we made this decision, nope, you know what, we're done, we're going to move, we're going to leave. They were taxing us into oblivion. Insurance was incredible as a general contractor. I was having to compete with all of these uninsured illegals with fake paper and fake insurance and all this stuff. And it had become so oppressive that when we made the decision to leave, here's what we did. I took blue masking tape. I marked a 12x8 box off on the floor in our back living room. And I said, whatever fits in this box goes with us. And everything else stays. All the new appliances, you know, our bed frames, like we brought two mattresses and we took a one-way 8x12 U-Haul and whatever would fit in there. Most of that was food storage, you know, 5 gallon buckets with Mylar bags with beans and rice. And
right.
And that beans and rice fed us for the first year we were down here.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's the thing. You put tape on the floor and said, whatever fits in, don't give my wife any ideas here, Joe, because she's listening to what you're saying right now. And I'm like, look, we got this furniture. So, you know, it's like, look, you lighten the load. You really lighten the load. I mean, here you put tape on the floor and wow, you know, and you made the decision to leave New York. And of course, we have New Yorkers on the phone right now. Dave in New York, you have a question for Joe Wilder?
Hey, I was just wondering, you said something yesterday about you don't believe the X-22. So I was just curious.
About which now, sir?
The X-22 news.
Nah, we haven't mentioned X-22 in probably 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd heard something about it. I wasn't sure.
Yep. I just wondered, since you were in New York, you know, we were on the phone with Joe Wilder here, and he decided to get out of New York. You're still there.
I think they did a movie. It's called, like, what was it, Escape from New York or something like that?
Yeah, Escape from New York. Yeah, he's still there. See, there's a lot of people there. I don't know what it is, but, you know, but New York City stinks. Their mayor stinks. Their mayor basically was having some sort of a public meeting and started referring to somebody who was addressing him as, you know, I'm not your slave. These people just don't want to let go. I know you look back and you go, man, we made the right decision. I know you're looking at this and God motivated you to do this. So tell me about your homestead. What when you first got there, because this is a thing, what I'm trying to do is inspire people. And you're a classic example of people that had the fortitude to make the move. That's number one, is you got to make the decision to make the move. And hook or by crook or hell or high water or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You put the square on the floor. You said, whatever goes in this, we take. And whatever doesn't, we're out of here. I'm going to pack everybody in the truck. And they're moving to every place but Beverly. So, you know, so now you did this and you got there. And what did you do when you first picked out your plot of land? How many acres?
Well, you know, because of our situation of having to foreclose. I mean, prior to my foreclosure, I had hundreds of thousands of dollars of revolving credit available to me. I had an 818 credit score. I always paid all my bills, you know, and you get that foreclosure. Well, now your credit's shot. Now I'm stuck with whatever, you know, whatever I'm going to buy, I'm going to have to buy with cash. We had about $70,000. And now, if we had had 10 years ago, if we had had $125,000 or $150,000, we could have picked whatever we wanted. You know, we could have picked something with 10 or 25 acres with a nice home that was newly renovated or newly constructed. But that wasn't the case. You know, credit was shot. Credit was ruined. We had 70 grand. So we had, it took us about 9 months. We got a short-term rental, a little farmhouse out in the country, and it took us about 9 months to find our property. And we looked at over 100 properties, physically looked at over 100 properties. And the place we decided on, you know, it kind of chose us, and the Lord worked it out. And it was on 5.5 acres, and that was about 9 years ago now, eight and a half years ago. And we were originally on 5.5 acres. So that was the original homestead we bought.
Okay.
And then
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. So through my wife's, fiscal management, just being frugal and managing the house and our food and the kids and all of that, you know, we were able to, within the first couple of years, start to dramatically save money. And so since the purchase of the original homestead, we bought what we call our ranch. You know, in Texas, it's 25 acres. That's where we keep our cows. In Texas, that's not a ranch. It's a ranchette or whatever. But
yeah, that's what they like to think.
We bought a ranch, and then we recently purchased another 15 acres. So we have about 50 acres now.
Wow. Amazing. You see, and all this with fortitude and dedication and frugality. Yeah. I mean, this is, folks, I'm telling you, this is the reason why we're doing this on Feel Good Friday, because I'm trying to convince people, if you feel oppressed, just think about what Joe Wilder and his family went through. And so Faith was the frugal one, your wife. And you got a good looking family, and every single one of them, you homeschooled your kids. Are they all done with school now and helping on the farm? What's going on up there now?
No, we homeschool year round. My oldest son, Matt, is relatively done. The three oldest boys are out this morning. They're doing a construction job. They have a small construction business that the three of them run and manage, and they also have a mobile sawmill. So in addition to doing the social media and running the website, and this is what's a little frustrating for some people that buy from our website is, and we explain on there, hey, you need to give us time to turn this around because we're just a family, you know, and we're homesteading and we're homeschooling and the boys are industrious. You know, I just don't want them to take advantage of every opportunity they have. Don't squander it and learn where they want to fit in and what they actually want to do. I've always instilled the entrepreneurial spirit. You know, it's so devastating to me the way the communists are deconstructing and turning America postmodern, post-truth. And it's just sad to see that their hope is to destroy opportunity and to destroy capitalism. And once again, regarding frugality, you know, I've been saying for quite a while that America certainly isn't capitalist because nobody even understands what capital is. It's about savings. And, you know, you can't have capital or capitalism without capital. And if you're living in a debt-based society with a debt-based economy, that is not a capitalistic system.
No, it isn't. Now, I understand now. How many hens are we talking about? Because, I mean, you have how big is your family and how many hens does it take to feed them?
We have now, we're extreme with that. Look, when we do something, we do it. You know what I mean? So we probably have well over 100 hens now.
Oh, my.
My wife loves hatching them out. Yeah, she incubates. So we're getting, we'll get maybe 50 eggs a day. And what we've learned is if you take pickling lime, so, you know, you're getting all these eggs in the summer. So what we do is we preserve them in little gamma buckets with pickling lime and water. So you submerge them in there. So we have laid up just in the last 3 months about 600 or 700 eggs. And that goes in the pantry. And now that we have our reserves for the winter when they stop laying, now we'll just draw off the top and that's what we'll eat fresh. I like putting raw eggs in my coffee if I know that they're my eggs. And so we have about 100 eggs and probably about 50 of them, 100 hens and probably about 50 of them are currently laying.
Wow. That is just, see, folks, this is what I've been telling you about homesteading and not to be afraid of doing stuff like that. I mean, and you see, the thing is I only have four right now and one of them is laying because of the heat. But the thing I get enough eggs every week just about to make a quiche. And so I do that. Okay. But the beauty of it is seeing that you've got all these Easter eggers and everybody. I mean, this is just amazing that you're going to the extent you are and that your wife is actually raising them from chicks and using the heat lamp and the feeders and all the other good stuff. And people, you know, it's not insane to have this kind of idea and the fact that you are pickling them. Now you're putting the entire shell in, or is that how that works?
You just
take the entire clean the shell and immerse them.
Not now. And one of the important things is there's a natural bloom on the shell. So you don't, you know, you want to try to keep your nest box clean so that your chickens will lay clean eggs because you don't want to clean that bloom off when you submerge them in the lime water,
right?
Because that's part of that preservation process. But if you do it properly, 6 months later, you can pull that egg out of the water, crack it. And now the one thing that we have experienced in eggs that are almost a year old is sometimes the yolk will be real runny when you crack it. But we've been able to preserve eggs using that pickling method, and the eggs don't come out pickled. You know, the eggs are still taste normal and everything. And wow. But we've been able to preserve those eggs for about a year.
That is amazing. Now, do you sell eggs too off of the homestead?
Not at the present time. You know, we do. I'll take eggs to work or to church, and we'll give eggs away sometimes just when we're getting, like, super inundated and covered up. But we're not currently selling any because we recently converted our diet to predominantly a carnivore diet. So now we're eating even more eggs daily. So and we've had a tremendous amount of benefit from switching to carnivore. It took my wife a while to get on board, but now she's full bore. And so we're eating even more eggs. So like when we make a hamburger, we'll make a sunny side egg and put it on the top of the hamburger. And it is incredible.
Amazing. All right. So now I see pictures of the gardens. And so now you're doing both raised bed and in-ground. Is that right?
Yes. So right now what we're doing, here's another thing that I really want to encourage everybody with. We had a running joke on our homestead for probably the first 4 or 5 years, and we called it Death Acres. And about the only thing that we could keep alive was chickens. We've raised everything. We've had goats. We've had sheep. We've had all kinds of rabbits. We've had Muscovy ducks. We've had chickens. We still have chickens. We have longhorn. We have a couple different variety of cows. But for the first 5 or 6 years, you know, we joke that, you know, everything here dies. And, you know, that's all part of the learning curve, the learning process. It's also part of the healing your soil. You know, there's so much contamination in the ground. And down here, you know, Southern, they love their Roundup, and they'll spray it just about on everything. Mm. They just don't understand, you know. So it takes so long. It takes a certain amount of time to heal your soil and to reclimate, and you're going to go through this process, and you're going to have these challenges, and you're going to have these struggles, and you're going to say, why doesn't anything work? You know, Charlie Tremendous Jones, I think it was, he said, nothing works, you know, and it feels that way sometimes, but persistence, you know, you got to press forward. Persistence is the key, and you keep doing it. And literally, you know, just in the past 3 years, we came out of this. We've emerged from Death Acres to relative abundance. And so things have turned the corner, and things are working much smoothly, even though we still have to deal with drought and lack of rain and different challenges like that. You know, we figured out different tips and ideas to try to help manage that and to be more efficient and proficient.
Right. Now, where you are, Joe, do you have springs and you have a well, obviously, right?
We have a shallow well, and we have municipal water that we filter. We are looking to purchase a deep well. It's going to cost us between $20,000 and $30,000, which is the only reason we haven't done it yet. You know, because of our layout, we're just trying to decide where we want it as a centralized location. Because our entire mentality and paradigm has shifted when it comes to money, financing, legacy, and you know, being from a financial background. And when I saw, as a financial planner, I did the portfolio analysis, and we used a software called Morningstar Principia Pro, and it would do a stock overlap analysis of our clients' portfolios. And what I started seeing, now this was back in the early 2000s, and I started seeing mutual fund companies doing very shady stuff, not sticking to their asset allocation class, and stuffing one-star funds into five-star funds that were completely out of the asset class. And I'm like, not only is this wrong, like this is, you're physically seeing that they're manipulating this, right? And so I got completely out of the stock market in 2008. And after we moved down here, you know, I still believe in investing, but what we invest in is we invest in hard assets like gold and silver. We invest in dirt. I call it dirt coin. You know, we invest in dirt. I have what I affectionately refer to as our food 401k. So we have roughly 400 fruit trees and berry bushes, and we've intensively planted the first 1.5 acres here at our homestead with about 400 trees. And so we got everything from pears to apples to Asian pears to cherries to figs to mulberries.
Wow.
And that's all part of our investment strategy in infrastructure. We have a greenhouse so that we can propagate and grow in the winter. And that's been a part of our investment philosophy. And we recently started implementing a strategy called private family banking. So now what we're doing is we're retaining the banking function in our life. We're retaining our assets into our family banking system. And our land, the hope is that it's a living legacy land where our children can, from a debt-free perspective, start to build on that property, you know, and if they choose to live here, you know, they get a head start where they have free dirt, and then they can bootstrap and build their house. The three oldest boys, they build a tiny house, and that's where they live since, you know, because there's eight of us, we kind of outgrew our house. And it's got a kitchen and a bathroom, and they plumbed it, wired it, trimmed it out. And that's there. And that gave them the skills, right? Because that was like 4 years ago. That gave them the skills to start this construction company.
Right. And now, let me
now
ask you this.
They're taking those skills.
That is wonderful,
yes,
Joe. Are they now the tiny home they built? Is that on the same 50 acres you now own?
Yes. It's right behind our house.
Super. Yep. Man, I love it because, see, the family stays together. This is something that, man, I wish America, they're trying to break up the family unit. This is what they're doing. And Joe Wilder and his family are doing exactly just the opposite of what our government is trying to do right now, folks. And this is the reason I have Joe on. And, of course, we're going to be coming up to the break here in a minute. But I do want to put an idea in your head because you're talking about when I lived in East Texas, our well was 27 feet deep because we lived on a surface pool and it was all sandy soil and they couldn't drill the well any deeper than 27 feet. So I want to put this little thing in your head because you can actually drill your own well. There's a company out there called DeepRock.com. They sell the well drilling kits for about 10% of what you were talking about. Deep Rock, they sell you all the drill stems, the how-to, the videos, everything there. If your kids want to take on another thing, they can rent that unit out and make money and pay for itself. These units are about $3,500, about $4,500 if you want to drill a 200-foot well. And you can do this yourself. DeepRock.com. Folks, we share ideas on the show. Joe, if you would, we appreciate you hanging on another 5 minutes. We'll continue our conversation when we come back from the break here on the Power Hour with Joe Wilder. This is really inspirational, folks. This will make your feel good Friday. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Power to the people. And you are my friends.
Power to the people.
God bless the United
Power
States of America.
To the people.
You have it in you, folks.
Power to the people.
We do. That's why we have this inspirational program here on Feel Good Friday, TGIF. The government is. Put your own F-bomb in there because this is the way it is, and people are actually doing something productive out there. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central, we have this last segment, and we get to fortunately spend it with Joe Wilder, who left New York about 10 years ago and decided to move to the Lone Star State and set him up a 50-acre, yeah, I don't know. I look at 50 acres as a ranch, my guy. I'm like, they can call it a ranch yet, because most of these people out there, I mean, we're not like Taylor Sheridan that we can go out and buy several thousand acres and produce Yellowstone and make all this money. I mean, you're kind of like a miniature Yellowstone out there, but you actually are. I want to ask you the percentage of food that comes off your own efforts on your own 50 acres. Really had to cut into your grocery bill. You're not spending as much, right?
Well, since we've been carnivore for 3 weeks now. And since we went carnivore, we've spent in 3 weeks less than $100. We raise pigs. And we raise cows. We have 7 freezers that are stocked. So we've been exclusively eating our grass-fed beef and pork for the last 3 weeks. So our grocery bill in the last 3 weeks has been $100.
Wow. Yeah, because everybody else is like spending $100 every other day at the grocery store now. It was just crazy the way prices are. And, you know, in the areas that you're probably in, you have Brookshires and HEB and places like that. And, I mean, the prices there are insane.
And that's what happened. What happened is you know, Brookshire's just recently went full DEI. And we were really big proponents of Brookshire's, you know, and we really appreciated the family, you know, the senior family. Apparently one of the sons went off to Austin or went off to college, and he got himself learnified and wokeified. And so now they're full, they're very inclusive. Well, except if you're a red-blooded American that loves God and loves the traditional family values, well, then they're not very inclusive of that. But other than that, they're very inclusive.
This is inspirational at its finest, folks. This is why we have Joe on today. I really was looking forward to this interview when I first saw it on there, and I saw the website, thetexasboys.com. You obviously are marketing. I love it, what you're doing. This whole thing about teaching your kid entrepreneurial skills, I've been advocating this ever since I took the reins of the show. And, you know, we have tens of thousands of listeners that tune in, that listen to us on archives. We have a ton of listeners that listen to us on 7.490 shortwave all over the world. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why we have to get the message out. See, Joe Wilder, you are not alone in your thinking. There are other people that think just like you. And when you have the opportunity to get out of the big city, you are doing yourself a huge favor because you're going to be healthier.
Yeah.
And you need to find a place that has springs, that has the ability to drill a well. You have the ability to do a septic system. You don't have, and see, I'm not into aerobics because aerobics require electricity. And, you know,
I'm a big septic guy.
Yeah, it's a mistake. And if you've got sandy soil, you got the best drainage there is. If you have sandy loam, it's some of the best gardening soil that there is. Now, folks, we're telling you these things because there's a lot of you that are in a decision-making process right now, and you're trying to decide whether or not to stay put, whether or not to sell in an economy that looks weird on the surface, because it is right now. But see, now look what 9 years ago, Joe Wilder had to make that decision to vacate New York, escape New York and get out of there. I've had so many New Yorkers go, I'm looking at it. I'm going to move to Florida. But it hasn't happened yet. See, until you actually draw that line in the sand and make the decision to start doing the research and the homework and start looking for acreage, there's plenty of land out there, folks. It's not all gone yet. That's the beauty of this. And see, Joe has already found this out, and his kids got a homeschool, godly homeschool education. And obviously you go to church. Obviously you make connections by doing that locally in your community. And people, they get to know you and they know how you are and they know your right thinking. And they know that, now I don't know about raising pigs. This is the one thing about, because me and pork don't get along too well.
Gotcha.
You know, the pigs stink also, you know, they live in mud for a reason. That's to get rid of the parasites. They clean themselves off. Yep. But the thing is that, you know, hogs eat virtually everything. And I just never was a big fan of raising pigs, and I don't know if the neighbors are either, but that's why you got 50 acres, because you can do that. I've always though been the kind of guy that if I can raise a few head of cattle and grass feed them, you obviously made friends with the local butcher, right?
Correct. Yeah, we just got a great local butcher that is USDA certified. The kids took over the parents' operation, and so once we found, you know, we have three different butchers, and the two of them that we've been using are at a substantial distance, and they were very old school, and they were old school, they were also very backed up schedule wise. You know, everything was like yellow. Legal pad kind of stuff. But our new butcher is very kind of state-of-the-art, organized, and they're able to get us in and out and vacuum seal everything. So that's what's enabled us to start offering our beef to local residents. And we've sold, since launching just last week, I think we've sold like three or four whole cows and two or three pigs. So that's been a very successful launch. The other thing I want to make folks aware of is, you know, we see this need for education and inspiration. And because of that, we invested an enormous amount of time into a an integrated, we offer a parenting course and a fearless young men's course. My wife and I put together the parenting course, and it, you know, it has some videos and a workbook, and we have a private Telegram group. And with the course, you get private video conferencing once a week. And then the boys, the three older boys, they do a fearless young man's course that they put together. They did the videos on, and there's a private Telegram group and a weekly, I think it's weekly video consulting. So I want to make folks aware of that. We originally were pricing it for $200 for the course, but what we did to make it affordable to everybody is I think we're doing it for like $8 a month, and you sign up for a year and you have access to all that. So for those people that are like, you know, so many people are like, I don't want to homeschool my kid because I don't want to make them stupid, you know? And when in reality, it's the opposite, you know?
You obviously, Joe, you came to the conclusion that the public schools weren't doing your kids any favors.
Yeah, not only is it not doing my kids any favors, you know, why are we postmodern communists with pink hair? Thank you to the government propaganda camps. Yeah, that is why.
Oh, wow. Wow. Craig in Michigan, you're on the phone with Joe Wilder. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've been listening to your story. I mean, it's very inspiring. But the only thing I have to say about all of that is walk away from the pork, the pigs. It's not a healthy protein to eat. I mean, good God, they eat each other's feces. I mean, and they don't sweat. They never eliminate any of the toxins that they accumulate. I mean, even dogs sweat through their feet, but, you know, I mean, pigs are a bad deal. I mean, this is why, you know, the Jews and the Muslims, they, you know, so there's something out there that, you know, call it God or whatever, but that's not an animal you want to be eating.
Okay, Craig, you're going back to the idea of the Old Testament Leviticus about not eating things with cloven hooves, right? That's kind of where you're going with this. I get that entirely. But see, me and pork just don't get along anyway. I don't eat a lot of it because I already know what it does to my gut.
And I've read a lot of that, and it's substantially different with organically grown grass-fed pigs. You know, we have Cooney, which is a heritage breed, and they don't do most things that people understand that CAFO pigs do. And, you know, guys like Joel Salatin and Will Harris from White Oak Pastures, you know, they've kind of debunked statistically, scientifically, with data, a lot of these, you know, I don't want to call it mythos, even though, you know, that's my opinion, but if you humanely, organically, and regeneratively raise a pig, the nutritional value is exponentially different than some CAFO pig that's fed shredded up plastic.
Yeah, we get that. And see, the thing is I only had one potbelly pig in my entire life, and he used to go out and clean out the rabbit hutch of everything on the ground there, and we called him Jimmy Dean for a reason. So, I don't know, man. You know, that was my thing. And one of my German Shepherds got him one day, and that was the end of that. That was my foray of pigs. We're not doing that anymore. So, lesson learned, Craig. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much and the advice. Joe, before we go to Sherry's call, what say you about your idea about pig farming?
Yeah, you know, we're doing it on an incredibly small scale. We're doing it regeneratively. We're doing it rotationally. What's incredible, you know, when you have 400 fruit trees, you know, and then all this grass. We just run our pigs through each of our orchards. They keep the grass down. You know, most pigs, they'd be like, you're crazy running pigs in there. They're going to rip up everything and destroy it. But no, they're very gentle. We always make little water swells for them, which also help feed water the trees. And so far, it has been a very pleasantly surprising and successful system that we're really excited about.
That is so cool. You guys figured this out. You know, of course, you know, you had to do a lot of research on that, and we appreciate it. Sherry in Kansas, go ahead.
Yes, good morning again. If you want to know why you shouldn't eat pigs, I would encourage you to read a book by Anne Louise Gittleman, and it's something like Guess Who Came to Dinner? And what she has to say about pig parasites, well, that's what convinced me. I do not want to eat pig, but I'll tell you what, I had some one time, and I had fence panels, and they are so good at plowing your ground. I mean, especially if you had the clay I had, I mean, they would, there's nothing like keeping pigs to tear up ground if you want to put a garden in, so that's all I have.
Yeah.
No, gotta love it. I appreciate that. Joe, do you find that was the same in your situation as far as plowing up the ground?
Now, the type that we got, we purposely didn't want them to tear everything up. But, yeah, certain heritage breeds are absolutely great for that. And it is part of the regenerative process. There's something about the way that God created these animals to integrate, and if we rotationally graze them and move them, you know, everybody is concerned about the chemtrails and all the other air pollutants that come down and they're in the soil. And they have absolutely proven that these things can be positively impacted by rotational grazing, deep wood mulch, and doing regenerative practices, you know. And the whole pig thing is a very, we get contacted 1,000 times a day about the pig thing, and it's very interesting. And I understand all the arguments, and I've read all the stuff and everything. You know, there's absolutely something to these animals and the way that they're designed to do things. And if you manage it properly, what's so beautiful about permaculture, right, is it's all about fringes and edges and how you interact. And if you, as a person, interact with that, you will have abundance. So God, you know, God created the animals, God created man. And when they work together within his rules and confines and the way that he did things, you know, what happens is, you slap a bunch of pigs on concrete, you slap a bunch of cows on concrete, you feed GMO corn, right? Bad news. I don't care. I don't care if it's a pig. I don't care if it's a cow. And 90% of the time, they literally purposefully feed them their own crap, you know, whether it's a cow or a pig. You know, that's the commercial, that's the big ag model. And we're talking about something diametrically opposed and opposite of that. And, you know, it does make a big difference.
Well, you know, what's really neat is the fact that, you know, and see, this is a big concern. When I was growing up, my dad used to go buy a side of beef for the freezer. And, you know, that would last us a whole year. Now, the thing is that if you bought something or you took your cow into process, you were always wondering whether or not you got that same cow back, shrink wrapped, vacuum sealed in your freezer versus, oh, this is grass fed. Tell you what, folks, let's switch out the meat. You really had to find an honest butcher, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, you do. That's absolutely true.
Because it does happen. They see this grass-fed beef come in here, and they go, man, this looks really good. Look how well marbled that meat is. And they decide they want some of that for themselves. Do you ever sell any of these things where you get your meat processed on shares like they do when they put up hay?
No, the way that we decided to roll it out, we decided to roll it out in holes and halves. So that's the way we're doing it right now. Another really neat thing that we just found out is our butcher also does beef jerky, So what that's going to do is that's going to enable us to package our beef and mail it where we mail our honey and coffee and all of our other products. So we are going to be able to start offering, you know, a beef jerky. I don't know what sizes we're going to do yet. I think the boys have already created a label, but we're going to have our own grass-fed beef jerky. And, you know, and then people that want us to, you know, mail at distance, they'll at least be able to get that. And we're pretty excited about that. And, you know, I've said ever since the whole pandemic thing, we talked about what if the new normal was the old normal. And, you know, I said by deconstructing and imploding the infrastructure and putting all this pressure on, what it's going to do is it's going to make the small operation profitable. So it's literally going to do the opposite of what they want. And so that's why I want to encourage more people. We had no intention of selling our own beef or pork. We had no intention of that. And as this butcher and opportunity presented itself and we were looking at our herd and we knew we had to thin the herd, I'm like, well, here's the perfect opportunity. You know, we decided to raise our own herd for our own beef. Now there's some abundance and now we can share.
That is incredible. Now, your point, though, that I want people to understand, and if you weren't paying attention to this, what Joe just said, we are talking about the mom and pop operations surviving the ultimate collapse. That is, you need to be paying attention to that, folks, because here's a guy that's living it. He's living the dream. He's able to feed the family. These are things that, you know, I've been talking about forever and a day. I've got a greenhouse. You know, we have a well. We're doing everything. We're trying to do everything. We've got the chicken coop. I want to get as big as this guy, but I don't think I ever see that in my lifetime, given my age. And Joe, you're a lot younger than I am. But the thing is that, you know, given what we learned through time.
We couldn't do it without. Yeah. And we couldn't do it without the kids. Like, you know, I do work. I still work in construction and I do make incredible money, you know, and that does give one. It gives my wife the ability to do all the trillion things that she does very well between raising and training the kids and managing the home economics. And we continue to save, you know, because we want to continue to accumulate more dirt, more hard assets like gold and silver. We want to continue to fund our private family banking system. We want to do all these things. And, you know, my sentiment that I have right now is to maximize the amount of fiat that I can generate to stockpile it into our system. Because you know why? Parallel community, parallel society, parallel economy. And you need to take control. You need to take control of your community, your local society, you know, your banking function. It's all about taking back control. We've subleased the control. Our kids. Oh, I'm not smart enough to educate my kid. Well, I'll sublease that to the government, you know.
Oh.
And look what you get, you know. So if we give away, you know, we talk about sovereignty, right? And we talk about personal responsibility. Yet through just maybe just being misinformed, uninformed, or ill-informed, we've just allowed all these things. We've given it to someone else. And it's because of, Bob, you know, he invests in the stock market in his 401k, you know, and he's got a financial advisor. Y'all, I got a tip for you. I worked for 11 years in a very large international, well-recognized, and I'm not going to say who it was.
That's all right.
And most of those financial advisors, CLU, CHFC, CRPC, they can have the entire alphabet after their name and literally be personally bankrupt. Literally.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
When you see stuff like that, you're like, wow, I'm giving my money to this guy to invest for me.
And he's I don't think so.
Financially bankrupt.
Yeah. Okay, Brady in Vegas, you've got about 30 seconds. What's your question?
Yeah, I'll make it really quick. You're talking about your grass-fed beef, but I have a big problem with what we've been talking on your show, Dave, about the geoengineering of the weather. And all that grass-fed is what you're giving your cows and your pigs and whatever on your farm. You got aluminum, strontium, barium, sulfur dioxide, and probably about 50 other chemicals. So that's all going into our food supply indirectly through your feeding of your cattle.
Okay.
I think we need to do a nationwide. I think we should almost shoot down those planes that are spraying our atmosphere right now.
Okay, Brady. Yeah, we all have our wishful thinking, and that's not a good dream in my book. But Joe, I know you're doing regenerative farming, trying to keep that soil and the grass doing what it's supposed to do, and you're not using herbicides and everything else as far as control. You're doing everything organically. Joe Wilder, man,
yes,
it's been great having you on the show. It's been a big inspiration.
Thank
we're
you.
Out of time for today. Folks, we're going to be back on Monday, and we will take Tuesday off, but Monday we're going to be here and with more news and information for you. I'll even do an after hour because obviously we're off the 4th of July, but we appreciate your hanging out with us today and getting inspired because, I mean, this sure tripped my trigger, I'll tell you that. Joe Wilder, thanks so much for joining us. God bless all of you. God bless the United States of America. Hope you have a wonderful 4th of July. If we don't see you on Monday, but in the meantime, stay safe, keep your powder dry, and just say no to what the government wants you to do. See you.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.